Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Yisrael Pesach Clifton, continuing our Daf HaShavua, Insight to the Daf Halacha series. Today's Daf is Daf Tes, Meseches Chagiga, and the topic is Shmini Atzeres, the ultimate makeup day. The Gemara tells us in the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph the following Halacha. We're aware of the fact that we have to bring certain korbanos on Yontif. Gemara Pesukim tell us that every Yontif a person must bring an Olas Re'iya, and he also must bring Shalmei Chagiga. The optimal time to bring these korbanos is on the first day of Yontif. The Mishnah tells us, though, Mishlo Chag B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag. What happens if a person doesn't bring it on the first day of Yontif? The Mishnah actually over here is referring technically to Sukkis. And the Mishnah tells us Chogig is called HaRegel. You can bring it the entire duration of Sukkot. Now I'm just going to stop here for a second, and I'm going to mention that this halacha applies to the other Yom Tovim also. Meaning, Pesach, you have the entire Pesach to do it. You have 7 days, from the first day to the seventh day. Shavuos also, even though Shavuos is only one day in the Torah, nonetheless, our Chacham gave us the, using a, you know, drushes, our Chacham said that we are allowed to bring, we have the rest of the 6 days afterwards, from Shavuos to bring these korbanos. There's 6 days of Teshlumen for Shavuos also. You think that, you know, keeping with the same idea, we would assume that Sukkot also has the full duration of Yontif, through the end of Sukkot, 7 days. Interestingly enough, though, the Mishnah tells us the following, V'yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, you also have Shemini Atzeres. In other words, Shemini Atzeres is also included in the days of Teshlumen. Now this, as we're going to see in the Gemara, is a big chiddush. We're going to see why it's a big chiddush, and we're going to show how this chiddush of Shmini Atzeres leads to a very interesting discussion brought down with one of the Rishonim. So the Gemara wants to know, where do we have this concept from? So how do we know that Shmini Atzeres can count as Tashlumen for Sukkot? So, Amr Biyochna Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Nemar Atzeres Bishvi Shal Pesach, Venemar Atzeres Bishmini Shal Chag. We have Gzeira Shava, where the Torah uses the word Atzeres to describe the seventh day of Pesach. Sheishes Yamim Tocham Atzos, Vayom Ashvi, Atzeres Hashem Alokech Alosa Sem Malacha. And we also have a concept of Shmini Atzeres being, you know, we also have the word Atzeres mentioned by the eighth day of, we'll call it the eighth day of Sukkot, but really by the holiday of Shmini Atzeres itself. So the Gemara says Malat Halan Tashlumen, just like the seventh day is included in Tashlumen, meaning you're able to do Tashlumen on the seventh day for the first day. Afkan, here also on Shemini Atzeres, you can do Tashlumen for the first day of Sukkot as well. And the Gemara mentions Mufna, this is Gzeira Shava Mufna, this word of Atzeres that's mentioned at least by Sukkot, by Pesach, is open, meaning there's no other drasha used by this word. And once that's the case, it's a strong Gzeira Shava that even if a person has a question on it, questioning the logic of the Gzeira Shava, nonetheless, the question is going to be refuted by the principle of the Gzeira Shava. The principle of Gzeira Shava is going to trump the logical question that we have against it. And that's what the Gemara says, D'ilaf Mufna, had it not been unoccupied or empty, had it not been a free word, Ikal Mifrach, we could ask the following logical question to break up the Gzeirah Shavah, and that's the following. Mal Shvi'i Shal Pesach, She'kein Inu Cholok Milofanav. Just like the seventh day of Pesach is, or just as the seventh day of Pesach is not a separate entity from the other days, Tomer B'Shmini Shal Chag, She'cholok Milofanav. You can say that, wait a second, Shmini Atzeres is different. And it does have differences. Now the Gemara actually says, Le'i, it's true, Afnuye Mufna. It happens to be, it is Mufna. So because it's Mufna, the Gzeira Shava stands. But what is interesting is that, and what does stand as well, is that, again, even though Shmini Atzeres is a regal Bifni Asma, it's its own independent entity, it's its own independent Yontif, nonetheless, a Chiddush is brought down that a person could still do Tashlumen on Shmini Atzeres for Korbanos that a person missed. Now, this concept of Shmini Atzeres being regal bifnei atzma, so it's a very interesting concept because we know that Shmini Atzeres also is like this hybrid yontif. It's somewhat connected to Sukkot and it's somewhat independent. And the Gemara in Sukkot codifies the differences between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot with the following acronym. The acronym is Pizar Kishav. And six letters, the P standing for pious, the Zayin standing for Zman, the Reish standing for Regel, the Kuf standing for Korban, the Shin standing for Shir, and the Beis standing for Bracha. So without getting into all the differences, what they are, the question is, what does the word Regel refer to? And there happen to be a number of halachas that are mentioned, a number of possibilities that are mentioned, one which is going to affect this concept of tashlum. One example of what regel is, Rashi says, regel bifnei atzma, meaning we call its own name. It's referred to as shmini yetzeres. That's how Rashi learns it. I'll read you the Rashi. The Rashi is brought down on daf yudches in Chagiga. Excuse me, just turn the page and get it. Rashi says, regel sheish lo shem regel bifnei atzmo veino kari sukkis. We call it Shmini Atzeres. Simple answer. What's today? Today is called Shmini Atzeres. Reb Tosfos brings down another shita, and a shita brought down a Tosfos is it has to do with Avelos. That we know that Avelos breaks up a Yontif. And in general, I'm farther around, that Yontif breaks up an Avelos. And one of the things that we know is that each day of Yontif counts as 7 days towards Avelos. What do I mean? It means if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, passes away, let's say right before Pesach, somebody passes away Erev Pesach. So in the halacha we're going to be, the halacha is that the first day of Pesach, the first day of Pesach counts as 7 days towards Bir Shloshim, and we then add another 7 days of Yontif, and that means that after Pesach, a person will be observing Shloshim for a less amount of time. Same thing applies if the person passes away Erev Sukkos. The halacha tells us, that the first day of Sukkos counts as 7 days. You then have the other 7 days of, Sukkos, and Shmini Atzeres also counts as 7 days of the Yontif observance, which means that after Shmini Atzeres, a person only has 7 or 8 days to observe their Shloshim. That's one answer. There's another answer brought down by Tosfos, and that's Lina. Lina is a halacha that tells us that a person must stay overnight the night after Yontif, meaning once Yontif ends, a lot of times people go away for Shabbos, the first thing they do, they make Abdullah and they go home Motze Shabbos. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, one's not allowed to do that. A person actually has to stay overnight. That's called Lina. The Ritva brings down an interesting... Ritva has another explanation as to what this is. And the Ritva in Sukkos, says that it is a regel bifnei atzmo when it comes to tashlumen. What does that mean? So let's speak about the tashlumen that we have over here. We know the halacha, or the Gemara on Daf Tes brings down a concept of whether the days of tashlumen, are they tashlumen for each other, or are they tashlumen for Yom Rishon? Meaning, what does this mean? So the Gemara tells us the following. Let's say somebody is putter on the first day. Say a person is a chigur on the first day, he's lame and he's not able to bring the korban because he's lame. And then what happens is that when it comes to the second day, he's already healed. Does he have to bring a korban from the din of tashlumen? Or do we just say that, listen, once he was nidcha, he was nidcha, and it's not really his fault, we don't hold him responsible. So in that, the Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Aleph brings down a machlokes, and the machlokes is, Rav Yochanan says tashlumen the Rishon, that's how we paskin. Rav Oshia says tashlumen zelaza. What the Ritva says is that when we say Shmini Atzeres is a regel bifnei atzmo means that if for some reason a person was unable to bring his karbonos on the first day because he was potter, he was nitcha, let's say he was a chiger, he would be obligated to bring his korban on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, he's able to go ahead and do it, and that can serve as a tashlum. And so when the way the Ritva is learning it, regel bifnei atzmo, it means that it generates almost its own chiyuv of chagiga, its own chiyuv of regel korbanos. Now, it's not a chiyuv according to everybody. It's not a chiyuv for everybody. It's only a chiyuv of those, for those who did not bring a korban yet because they were putter. And it's a very similar in concept to what we say by Pesach Sheni, as is a machlokas and psachim brought down in Daf Testament Beis, about whether Pesach Sheni is a regel bifni atzmo too. Is it something that brings its own obligation? Meaning, do we say that it's something that you're only chayiv to do if you haven't done it yet? But if you have, you know, but if you've done it already, you're not going to be chayiv. The Ritva brings down a very interesting nafkamina, and or not very interesting nafkamina according to the Ritva. This is brought down actually by the Minchas Chinuch. Is what would we say about a person who is a katan, and the katan becomes bar mitzvah during the week of Chol HaMoed? So somebody who becomes bar mitzvah during the week of Chol HaMoed, so according to this Ritva, we would say that there's actually a difference between Pesach and Sukkot, meaning this. Because the last day of Pesach is not a regel bifnei atzmo, but rather it's a complete atzeres. It's totally continuing what we had for the first days. So if that's the case, so then if a person becomes bar mitzvah over the days of Pesach, he's not going to be obligated to bring his chagiga on the last day of Pesach. However, once we're saying it's a regel bifnei atzmo, according to this understanding of the Ritva, we would say that such a person would have to bring a korban chagiga on Shmini Atzeres as a tashlumin for the first, because again, regel bifnei atzmo, the same idea that we have by Pesach Sheni, and that is, if you weren't chayiv the first one and you're chayiv on the second one, you would have to bring a new korban, and you're able to bring and fulfill your obligation of tashlumin. Have a wonderful day.